Let's circle back Saki here ourselves with Mike Johnson's speakership. So obviously, talk of the rise of Christian nationalism is once again front and center. So your latest book, Mere Christendom, devotes over 250 pages to the subject. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a conservative Christian out there? Because this is sort of how we started off the conversation. What would you say to a conservative Christian? He believes in the Bible, believes in a Nicene Creed, all the sort of stuff, but nevertheless wants to keep Christianity out of politics and keep the public square neutral when it comes to religion.
Right. I would ask him, so when you want to banish Christianity from the public square, how far do you want it to go? Right? Do you want Christianity to step across the line but look at you warningly if you start to misbehave? Or do you want Christianity to go away entirely? Okay. If you want it to go away entirely, then you want civilizational paganism.
Right.
You want the gladiatorial games. You want children thrown into the lap of Moloch. You want abortion. Basically, you choose for yourselves today whom you will serve.
Right.
It's either life or death, as right. Deuteronomy 30 says.
Right.
And there's the way of life and there's the way of death. There's a culture of life and there's the culture of death. Now, what these well-meaning Christians somehow believe is that I can have cultural neutrality and everybody still behaves. Okay.
Right.
Everybody sort of behaves on an autopilot thing. But the thing I compare it to is the prodigal son didn't run out of his father's money the first weekend away from home.
Right.
Right. He could party for a while.
Yeah.
And when the Enlightenment, a lot of this goes back to the Enlightenment, but then there were stages, and I'm simplifying things, but our secular elites, when they ran away from home and they said, we can govern ourselves without reference to God or Christ. What they were doing is they were taking the father's inheritance and they were running away with it. And 10 years after they ran away with the father's inheritance, the sky was still blue and the grass was still green. There wasn't disaster yet. And everybody at the tavern still liked the prodigal son because he still had money. The girls still thought he was cute because he had money. But a time came, as Margaret Thatcher famously said, the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Other people's money, yeah.
The prodigal son ran out of money. That's where we are now.
Yeah.
So there was a time when I was a kid where you could say, you could watch Leave It to Beaver and say, oh, things are basically right side up. You know, there's a moral universe. Good is good and bad is bad. And there's a moral lesson at the end of this. There's another sitcom, Father Knows Best. And, you've got all these, everything's right side up. Well, the great Athanasius famously took his stand contra mundum, against the world. We're having to take our stand contra negocium mundum, against clown world. We have gotten to the point where everything is just demented and crazy. All right. It's demented and crazy, and it's because we have no moral capital. We ran out of money.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that the reason things were right side up for so long was because of Christendom.
But first, gang, our good friend Mike Lindell needs your help. Mike is one of the strongest patriots working tirelessly for the America First and MAGA movements in this country, and also happens to be a very close friend to this channel, as you know. From election integrity to protecting American businesses, Mike really does it all. And now, as a cabal of deep state lawyers and election machine companies are trying to take Mike down with frivolous lawsuits, he needs your support more than ever. Mike recently said he was going to fight every lawsuit until he wins and will never settle out of court with people who help rig the election. So with this in mind, I want to remind you about the incredible MyPillow deals Mike is offering with my promo code Turley. Now, if you just click on the link in my description below, you can save well over 60% on all sorts of incredible MyPillow products. Of course, Mike is offering huge savings on the new and improved MyPillow 2.0. But gang, I would also recommend hugely Mike's My Slippers, as well as his amazingly comfortable bed sheets. These are some of the comfiest slippers and sheets I've ever owned. In fact, I would use that word to describe all of my pillows products: comfy, comfy to the maximum. So don't wait, gang. Support Mike as he fights for election integrity and get some extremely comfy things to boot. It's a win-win. Don't wait. Click on that link below or go to mypillow.com/Turley right now.
There was an enormous amount of moral capital that was accumulated in Western civilization as a result of our shared confession of Christ.
Right.
And what we've done is we have started to spend it like drunken sailors, and then we're astonished when it looks like we might run out.
Right.
How could this possibly happen? Now, the good news is that the prodigal son came to his senses. That's a possible outcome.
Right.
Are Americans sitting there staring at the pig food, wondering how did we get to this place? It didn't used to be this way 20 years ago.
Right.
How did we get here? Who led us here? Whose idea was this? Right. And that's where I'm seeing the signs of restiveness. And I just want to cheer it on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We've depleted our borrowed capital, right? Yeah. We've castrated in our bidding the gelding be fruitful, as C.S. Lewis would put it. Yeah. And it's impossible. I mean, for me, one of the most fascinating developments is even in the area of biblical scholarship, particularly rather liberal biblical scholarship that you'll get like at the Society of Biblical Literature, where what's so fascinating is even they're recognizing how political the Apostle Paul's letters actually are, right? I'm thinking of Ed T. Wright's work and Paul's counter-imperial theology. But the point being that that conservative Christian that wants a neutral public square, even if he were to run to liberal Christianity to help him, he's not going to escape the radically political entailments of the gospel. Even they're recognizing that Paul saw the declaration of Christ's redemptive lordship as having dramatic political ramifications as well.
Right. If Jesus is Lord, then Caesar isn't.
Exactly. 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 Mm-hmm. Between Roe, just lastly, between Roe being overturned, which was amazing, affirmative action being overturned, the return of Christendom in many parts of America and Europe that's happening in this renewal, classical education, all that good stuff. I mean, what's your prognosis on the fight against secularism today and in the future? For example, it does seem the pro-life movement's been experiencing some setbacks, like we just saw with Ohio.
Yeah.
But ironically, demographers like Eric Kaufman over at the University of London are arguing that conservative Christians are outbreeding secular liberals like never before, with a possibility of hitting a majority in 2030. That's some of Kaufman's demographic statistics. So how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I just compared it in a blog post I wrote to the overturning of Roe was the Battle of Jericho, where Jericho fell down flat. Yeah. And the Ohio referendum was the first battle of AI, where we went up and the Israelites were defeated. Yeah. And Joshua was dismayed, flat on his face before the Lord. And the Lord appears to him and says, "What are you doing there? What are you doing lying there? Get up.
There's more to go.
we've got to deal with sin in the camp, which they did with Achan. And then they returned to the Battle of AI. We knew when Roe went down, it moved it from one national battle to 50 isolated battles.
Right.
And in those 50 isolated battles, we already knew that we didn't have California or Massachusetts or Illinois. right? The reason Ohio was a gut punch is that we should have been able to take that, just like the Israelites should have been able to take Ai, right? So the message is, don't be complacent. We're in a long war. Trust in God. Read his word. Worship faithfully with your family. Christopher Dawson, a great historian, once said that the Christian church lives in the light of eternity and can afford to be patient.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
All right. And that's because we serve a transcendental God.
Right.
Our God is not caught up in current events. Right. God never has a bad news day.
Right. I love your folksy turns of phrases. They are artistic beyond measure. You know, one thing I think of you, Doug, is when I look back at these guys like Joel Kotkin, who talk about this refutilization that we're facing today, I can't help but reflect on how the original feudalization was shattered by the Protestant Reformation, which was in many ways, you know, a kind of populist sacred, if, you know, for lack of better terms, sort of like a sacred populism, as it were. And it looks like we're seeing a comparable revolt happening right now, led in no small part from the chimney in Idaho. So I got to tell you, that's what gives me heart. I got to tell you that.
The danger sign will be when I paint myself blue.
That's right. Hold. Doug, what's the best way our viewers can keep up with your amazing work and also so many of the events that you sponsor and that you're part of during the year?
So if you go to my set it up so that if you go to my blog, which is Blog and May Blog, and the address is dougwills.com, we set it up so that on the front page, there's a portal to pretty much everything I'm involved with. New St. Andrews College, Logos School, ACCS, all the different places are on the front page of my blog.
Awesome. dougwills.wils.com. Blog and Mag Blog. Absolutely. It's a must read, gang. You're going to love it. It's just chock full of stuff. And yes, you'll see where the prolific writing comes from. It's a blog virtually every day, a few entries every day.
It comes from the voices in my head. I tell people I write to make the voices in my head go away, and it's not working.
It's not working. Make them go away. That's right. It's like, well, I'm glad they keep coming. Gang, make sure you click on the link below. Also get Mere Christendom. It is an amazing read. Get a bunch of copies. Make your Christmas shopping early here.
What a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. And it is. It's wonderful. And it's going to be an amazing conversation piece as well in the coming months ahead, especially with the rise of Christian nationalism, not just here, but throughout Europe as well. Make sure to subscribe to Doug's social media, his website. There's always new events happening throughout the country that Doug's on the front lines with, and you'll definitely want to participate in those as well. Doug, once again, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. It's always such an honor to have you here.
Well, happy to do it. God bless your work.
God bless you too, my friend. Thank you.